The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
I thought as the day had come, the belfries of all Christendom had rolled along, unbroken song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair, I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth.
The great Johnny Cash singing I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. I love Johnny Cash. Merry Christmas to you. It is Christmas Eve. This is a very special Christmas Eve edition of the Joe Piscopo Show. Joe is off today, getting a well-deserved day off. Knowing Joe, though, he's probably preparing to host 80% of his children over the next 2 days, and I would not be surprised if he was still doing a little last-minute Christmas shopping. Joe has a tendency to indulge all of his children when it comes to Christmas gifts, and they're certainly lucky to have them. We're taking your calls at 877-970-2999. Coming up, we're going to talk about one of my favorite aspects of Christmas in just a few minutes, and that's the food, when David Burke is going to be here. Brian Zagan was just here wondering if anybody was going to send or bring us food. If anybody's going to do it, it's probably David Burke, so we'll see. A lot of people are off tomorrow. I'm off tomorrow, but I was reminded by John Catsimatidis that not everybody's off tomorrow, because he's going to be hosting a very special Christmas edition of the Cats at Night program from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. So unlike Bob Cratchit, he will be working on Christmas Day. But meantime, the real reason I'm here is because of the Salvation Army, which does great work in feeding some hungry children. And I was just reading an article in the New York Times, and there was one statistic that I found quite interesting. According to Feeding America, 43% of people who visit a food bank have at least one family member who's working full time but still doesn't earn enough to cover the bills. Now, that's pretty scary. Now, a lot of times when we think of people that need charity, we think about people that are drug addicted, or they abuse alcohol, or have mental illness issues. And we're going to get into the mental illness aspect of things in the 9 o'clock hour a bit. But you don't always think of people that are just hardworking people working full time, but just can't afford to make ends meet. Those are exactly the type of people that the Salvation Army seeks to help. And that's where we need your help. We're asking you to go to team970.org, and some of you have already been very generous today. Kathleen Holt, William Brom, Joseph Liptak, Richard Lampeter, Roger Sabo, and my mother Stephanie. But we could really use your help. Go to team970.org and make a donation. If you donate $500, you can co-host an hour on the radio with me as we take over for Dennis Prager or Sebastian Gorka. And if you donate $1,000, you can have dinner with the whole morning team, Joe Piscopo, me, Al Gattulo, Debbie Duhame. And if you give $3,000, if you have a business, or even if you don't have a business, we're going to give you a $3,000 commercial ad schedule. Even if you're a listener and you just want to promote whatever, John is so great or Fred is so great, whatever, you can buy an ad schedule with your donation, which is a pretty neat thing. 877-970-2999. Let me bring this story to your attention. I got so upset when I read this. But apparently Americans, I'm not sure how accurate this poll is, but Americans think New Yorkers are the biggest jerks in the country. This is according to a new survey from Business Insider. And this is a study that found 34.3% of respondents believe that New Yorkers are the rudest in the United States. Now, I have serious questions about the methodology here. Now, this is a survey that only surveyed 2,000 people online asking about the rudest city in the country. New York finished first, and then Los Angeles finished a distant second. Residents of Washington, D.C. were rated third, followed by Chicago, Boston, Detroit, Buffalo, Baltimore, Philadelphia, and San Francisco. Let me tell you something. I think maybe people confuse New Yorkers being rude because New Yorkers are busy. We're always in a hurry, and we have things to do. So we're going to be quick. We're going to be curt. All right, come on. Get to the point. And they walk quickly. They're not walking slowly on the sidewalk like tourists that come here, and then I have to dodge and walk around and bob and weave because I actually have somewhere to be. These people are, jollily walking around. So New Yorkers are among the friendliest people, not in the country, in the entire world. When I hear a New York accent, I wish I had more of a New York accent. I've listened to old tapes of myself when I was a kid, and I had a much more pronounced Staten Island accent. And I don't know what happened. I never really sought to get rid of it, but I have a much more diminished New York accent these days. But when I hear a New York accent, to me, that's music to my ears. It literally makes me light up, especially if I'm elsewhere and I hear a New York accent. I love New York. And you know why? It's got great food. It's got great history. It's got great culture. But more than anything, I love the people that are here. Real New Yorkers, not hipsters that have moved here from elsewhere, but real New Yorkers. And I used to try never to leave the five boroughs. And I think maybe that's part of the reason that Joe Piscopo gave me the nickname Frankie Five Boroughs. But I now do travel a bit more. But New York's the greatest place in the world. And it's that way because of the people. So this is the front page of the New York Post today. So if you're one of those 2,000 respondents to this Business Insider poll, go suck an egg, okay? You really are out of it. So I'd be curious what you think is the rudest city in the world. I don't really know. I always heard from sports figures that Philadelphia fans and San Francisco fans were the toughest. But I don't know if that means the people are the rudest, or I don't know, it's just sports fans in those areas. So if you have a suggestion of what you think the rudest city in America is, I'd love to hear from you. 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999. Let me say hello to Mike in Oyster Bay. Mike, who got rave reviews as my co-host for an hour on Sunday morning. Mike, good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you. Someone should donate that money. It's a lot of fun. They got to get on if they want to get on the air.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
It's a good cause.
Team 970.
There's a play called All Is Calm. It's exactly about the 1914 Christmas truce. It's a very good play. A lot of great music. It's not a long play, but if you ever see it out there, you should go and take a look at it.
Give me the name again. Give me the name again.
All Is Calm.
All Is Calm. I will check it out. Yeah. There was a movie recommended to me by David Pietruzza. It's called Oh, What a Lovely War, that apparently deals with this Christmas truce. I haven't seen that yet either. I'm going to look into that as well. 877-970-2999. Let me say hello to Mark in Mineola. Hello, Mark.
Hey, what's up, Frankie? Every year I call you, and I hope you see it this time, Santa Claus versus the Martians.
You know what? You have recommended this to me, but it's I can't find this film.
Really? I saw it. I actually saw it a couple of years ago. It was listed on Netflix. You may want to try Amazon. I haven't tried that yet.
I've sought it on Netflix, and it is not available for streaming on Netflix. I think I can get it as a DVD, and it is in my DVD queue. But, yeah, you've recommended this. I can't wait to see it. It is right up my alley.
It's perfect. It's so campy, and it's so funny, and it's, you know, it's got the Christmas spirit besides. So it's great for you and your lovely new wife.
Well, thank you. I'll definitely check it out if I can find out how to see it, because it's a movie that I've wanted to see for a long time. Thank you for the call, Mark. Have a Merry Christmas.
Buon Natale.
Thank you. 877-970-2999. David Burke's going to be here in a little while. We'll talk food. Let me say hello to Jim in Bergen County, New Jersey. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Frankie. Buon Natale.
Same to you.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Pretty good, thanks. I'm a native Chicagoan, okay? I've been living here in New Jersey now since 1997. And I got to tell you, my read on New Yorkers is, yeah, they can be in your face. And if you take a swing at one, they're going to swing back like these people that take swings at Trump all the time. But by and large, I find New Yorkers to be much more friendly than people in my own town.
Yeah.
And I can walk down the street and I can say hello to somebody here and they'll say hello back and smile or whatever. You do that in Chicago, they're going to be like, who is he?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I've never been to Chicago, Jim, so you're in a much better position to compare the two cities than me. But that's been my experience as well, visiting some other cities. So, Jim, thanks for the perspective. Merry Christmas. 877-970-2999. Getting a lot of positive feedback from the Christmas special that we played earlier with Bob Grant. Marianne writes, loved here, and you can email me as well at morano@nycradio.com. That's morano@nycradio.com. And if you're just waking up, by the way, and you think this is an old show or a replay of a show, we are live. It is Christmas Eve. It's 8:16. We're live and are happy to take your calls at 877-970-2999. Our friend Mike Porcelli from the Auto Lab came in today as a volunteer. So let's give him something to do. Give him some phones to answer. So Marianne writes, loved hearing Bob Grant's Ebenezer this morning, just like an old-fashioned radio broadcast. His voice brings back such fond memories. You know what? I feel the same way. And Brian Zagan, our master control room operator, was just saying the same thing. It really was great hearing Bob. And you know what? Bob is by far the best actor in that radio play. If you listen to the other radio commentators, even great talk show hosts like Mark Simone and Barry Gray, it sounds stilted. It sounds a little put on. Bob Grant sounds like a real actor. And you know why? Because Bob was an actor. Not everybody knows this. But Bob, when he was a student at the University of Illinois, was a play actor. He was a theatrical actor. One of the plays he did was The Duchess of Malfi. And then he started to get into radio. But from what I understand it, I think both in Chicago and in L.A., he continued some theatrical acting. And he might have done some television work as well. In fact, Jay Diamond told me once that Bob Grant had done some episodes of the old Peter Gunn show. And then I asked Bob about that, and he said that that wasn't true. Now, I don't know, this was towards the end of his life. I don't know if Bob didn't remember. I don't know if, in fact, Jay was misinformed or Bob was lying to me. All three of those possibilities are true when it came to Bob Grant. You really just never knew if he was lying, if he didn't remember, or if he was telling you the truth. So if anybody does know of any television work that Bob did, I guess it would have been probably the early to mid 50s. I would love to see it. I mean, I would really, really get a kick out of that. I would pay a good price for that. So you can email me if you have any information about that. Morano@nycradio.com. You can also find me on Twitter at Frank Morano. That's Frank, M-O-R-A-N-O. You know, one kind of a sad story that I hate to mention the day before Christmas, but I don't know how to not mention it. But there was a sergeant killed in a roadside bombing in Afghanistan on Monday. Sergeant First Class Michael Goble. And he was from Westwood, New Jersey. Only 33 years old, from Westwood, New Jersey, and just weeks away from coming home following four tours of duty. just weeks away from coming home, and he's killed by the Taliban. My heart breaks for his family. And some of them may be listening right now. Since Westwood, we have a lot of listeners in Westwood. And I don't even know what to say. I don't know what you can say. I will say this. The war in Afghanistan is already the longest war in American history. It's not really even clear what the American objective is in Afghanistan anymore. At best, it looks like we're hoping to battle the Taliban to a stalemate. It's become clear, and everyone has acknowledged this, the United States, the government in Afghanistan, the elected government in Afghanistan, and the Taliban, everyone's acknowledged that whatever government comes, whatever settlement ends up happening, the Taliban's going to be a part of this. So why are we still in Afghanistan having American servicemen killed? I wish President Trump would keep his promise that he made during the campaign and bring every single serviceman home from Afghanistan. There's no need for a 33-year-old sergeant to be murdered, which is what this was, for a war that the American people don't even seem to have a will to fight anymore. So that's my two cents. You're welcome to disagree. 877-970-2999. David Burke will be here next. Stay tuned.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
It's 42 degrees under clear skies in New York. What's going on? We have the answer. In Queens, watch for a troubled spot. It's the Elahi Outer Roadway, which is the service road westbound approaching Grand Avenue. A crash blocks the right lane, and traffic is slow back to Woodhaven Boulevard. We're also looking at delays in Brooklyn. It's going to be the Gowanus Expressway eastbound. It's heavy and slow between the Prospect Expressway and Hamilton Avenue. Just volume, though. Also in Queens, some slowdowns in the Van Wyck Expressway northbound between Liberty Avenue, that's exit 4, and Hillside Avenue, that's exit 6. Also in Queens, the LIE is heavy and slow westbound between Junction Boulevard and 74th Street. Now, if you're traveling in New Jersey, some good news for you in Jersey City. 1 and 9, an earlier crash southbound at Pulaski Skyway has been cleared, but in Watchung, 78 westbound at Deepdale Drive, that's exit 41, watch for a disabled truck. It's kind of blocking that partial lane blockage, and it is causing a little bit of a hassle. TW Bridge, Lincoln and Holland Tunnels, all in fine shape. I'm Kristen North on AM 970, The Answer.
The staff at AM 970 The Answer would like to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and the happiest of New Year's.
Hi, I'm James Simeone, board operator at Salem Media of New York. I just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Mark DeBoer here at AM 970 The Answer, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from AM 970 The Answer.
Well, it's Christmas time. Again.
Shopping online this holiday season? Finding the perfect gift from your computer, tablet, or smartphone is a breeze. Just a few taps, and you're done. But all that online shopping? It could expose your personal information and leave you potentially vulnerable to identity theft. And you may miss certain identity threats by just monitoring your credit. Like someone selling your info on the dark web, or taking an online payday loan in your name. Good thing there's LifeLock. They monitor your personal information, and if you have a problem with identity theft, they work to fix it. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock offers something that's perfect for the holidays and beyond. Not having to worry if identity theft happens to you. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART at LifeLock.com to save 25% off.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that annual maintenance fees are coming due, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Thankfully, we can help. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others across the country. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Lone Star Transfer has a 99% success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We are a family-owned business and will personally make sure your experience is a pleasant one. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Or online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's LoneStarTransfer.com.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
When sleigh bells jingle on Santa's sleigh, together we will greet Kris Kringle and another Christmas day. Come on and dance the Merry Christmas polka. Let everyone be happy and gay. The halls with holly, so let's have a jolly holiday. Come on and dance a Merry Christmas polka.
Good morning, everybody. 8:25. You are listening to the Joe Piscopo Show. I am looking at a guy that looks like he's already put in a full day's work. My goodness, my goodness. David Burke, a celebrity chef who has more restaurants than I can list, the David Burke Tavern, The Woodpecker, you know, a whole bunch of other ones, including a new one in our area, which we'll chat about, has brought in a feast. It looks like a spiral ham, which actually leads me to a story I was about to tell. David, have a seat. We're going to put you in Joe's chair there in that nice new chair there.
I made it.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for coming in. Merry Christmas.
My pleasure. Nice to see you.
Now, how are you?
Been a while,
been?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been following you in the papers. What is this new place you opened, this new... You're welcome to one of those waters or Diet Coke.
Well, I think we opened a place in the summer in South Orange called David Burke Orange Lawn at a tennis, old tennis club, open to the public.
But what is
and
this?
And then there's one place
down here
that we're consulting on the menu, right, the menu for, called Mr. French.
Oh, Mr. French.
And
that's
that has a burlesque show 3 nights a week. For a half hour. It's a short show, but very good,
that's
you know.
Pretty,
and so that's usually, I think Tuesday nights it's at 9:30, Fridays at 11:30. I think Sundays it's 9:30. So
right.
you got to check it out. It's on the Bowery, Princeton Bowery. It's called Mr. French. It's the food is lovely.
That sounds like a lot of fun. All right. Well, David Burke, now, are you working tonight and tomorrow, or are you going to take a little time off?
Tonight I'm going, I'm shooting down to... Seabright right now to the Drift House, and I go to Orange Lawn, then I'll hit the Ventanas in Fort Lee.
Oh boy.
And I'll shoot into the tomorrow I'm doing a show on Fox, and then I'll go out to Garden City Hotel, David Burke Tavern, and I'll wind, you know, Christmas Day I like to shoot into all the places, say hello to the crew, thank the crew, because it's been a hell of a great year, and you know, the staff is important. So.
But now, a lot of people do go out for dinner on Christmas, right?
Especially New York City. Especially the city.
Uh-huh. And including people that are celebrating Christmas. It's not just Jewish folks.
Oh, no. Mostly people celebrate.
Yeah, that's right.
And there's a lot of tourists, too, that come in, depending on how it lays during the week. Like, this season will be great because it's Christmas. You know, people have the way it lays out in the middle of the week, you have more time off, I think.
Well, it's very interesting. We wouldn't get you to tell us what you've brought and give some tips for folks at home, I do now. You Christian? Do you celebrate Christmas?
Yes.
So you celebrate Christmas. Have you? How many Christmases have you worked? Would you say in your life?
I'm almost all.
Almost all of them.
Well, you know, not as a kid, but since I started in the restaurant business, I actually like to work. Thanksgiving, I love to work. I do like to sit down with a family too, but we do that at the end of the night, you know, at the end of the day. I mean, I'm in a position where I could honestly take off if I wanted to. I like to make the rounds. There was a time a few years back where I took my family to the I took my parents to and my brother. We took everyone to the Molly Pitcher Inn in Red Bank for Christmas. We did that for a couple of times in the last 20 years. But mostly, you know, I'm usually working. When I was younger and hired as a chef before I became an owner, you know, normally you're working. You're required and expected to work on Christmas if you're open for Christmas.
Well, it's so funny that you brought in a ham, because I was actually going to tell a story about a ham and another famous chef. And it happens with...
It's funny already.
Exactly. This is a story that I tell from time to time around Christmas, because this is one Christmas in my youth, And I must have been 3 or 4 years old. And I don't think I remember this, actually. I think I've just been told the story so many times that it's kind of inserted in my brain. You know how that goes.
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
So my dad is quite an accomplished chef. Not like you know, but he's a good cook. And
okay.
And his wife is too, and they put out a feast. Christmas Eve for them. They're cooking now, I guarantee you. They're preparing now. So he's leafing through the cookbook of another famous chef.
Welcome to the French Chef. I'm Julia Child.
Child, right? And he's trying to find a recipe for a honey glazed ham. And he's looking through the cookbook, can't find anything that gives him any clue. And he loved Julia Child. And this was before the days where you could just look up a recipe.
Right,
you know?
Sure.
And he doesn't find anything. And then he sees that the book is dedicated to her husband. Let's say his name was Robert. I don't remember.
Okay.
And then he for some reason, knew that she lived in Connecticut. So he calls information and calls for Robert Child. Let's say that's the husband's name. Might not be Robert. And sure enough, they gave him the number, and he calls this number. And I think what happens is he asks for Julia. And the next voice that you hear is her saying, "Hello?" She comes right to the phone.
Wow.
And wait, and it gets better. She comes right to the phone. It's on Christmas Day. And he says, "Julia, you know, you don't know me. I'm Carmine Morano. I'm reading through your book, and you don't have a recipe for honey glazed ham, and I'm trying to put something together." And she says, "Hang on." And then you hear these those clodhoppers,
right,
you know, running across the kitchen floor. And then she comes running back to the phone and gives him this recipe. And she's talking all about how it's going to be in her next book. It's going to include a recipe. But I always thought that was kind of cool. And he still has the cookbook where he hand wrote the recipe that he gave her on the phone.
Your father sounds like a guy that likes to get things done.
That is for sure. You don't know the half of it. But people, you don't want to give out your phone number in case people want to call you tomorrow for a recipe.
If they want to find me, they can.
You're on Twitter, right? Chef David Berg. All right.
Yeah.
You know what we'll do? If people have cooking questions
Instagram,
for David,
all that, yeah. you can go to info@davidberg.com.
You know, if people have cooking questions for David in the next few minutes, call us now, and David will actually answer your cooking questions. 877-970-2999. Now, David, I see that's a spiral ham, right, you brought? And now, what's the key to a good spiral ham? A lot of people are going to be making that tomorrow.
Well, you know, it's low and slow. You know, I mean, the hams are cooked already, so you're just kind of heating it.
And now, I wish I could describe the smell, because the smell is like nothing I've ever smelled before. That's no ordinary ham.
There's nothing like a good ham, you know, the smell of ham. So you want to crisp up the skin. We, you know, sweet and sour is usually, you know, honey, maple. You know, we've got to add some vinegar to it, or some lemon juice, or orange juice or something, so it's not just all sugar.
Orange juice.
Because that'll burn, too, as you're cooking them, that sugar. So you want to dilute it a little bit. We have some dry, but here's a really special piece here.
Oh boy!
This is pineapple.
Pineapple
that is sprinkled with coarse black pepper and sautéed.
Oh my goodness!
It's called peppered pineapple.
Oh boy!
And that's really big hunks of that. And then we made a mac and cheese with the leftover ham.
Oh my goodness! So that's I'm a mac and cheese fan.
Yeah, you got to try that.
Yeah, I will.
And this is just an idea. And again, you can because.
And is that rosemary on top?
Rosemary and sage. It's beautiful.
Sage.
Yeah.
Okay. So you take the leftover ham.
Yeah.
You throw it in. What kind of?
Cavatappi.
Those are elbow.
That's called cavatappi. Yeah. No, it's cavatappi.
Cavatelli.
It's like, you know, it doesn't matter.
And then what do you do in terms of the cheese that you use? Any specific cheese that you're partial to?
Gruyere.
We
use some mozz. And sometimes jalapeno jack.
I didn't put
the jalapeno jack in here because
I like a little kick.
Oh, it's nice. But what we do with the sage and the rosemary is we chop it and we put a good like a stick of butter, for example, in a pan with all the herbs and some onion, and we brown that butter and pour right on top of the mac and cheese.
Wow, that sounds pretty exciting. Now, and we'll take a couple of calls for David Berg at 877-970-2999. Now, being of Italian descent, tonight is a seafood feast like you've never seen, right? You know, they say it's seven fishes. That's nonsense. It's seven fishes in just the fish salad.
And the soup.
Exactly. So any special seafood tips for people that are postponing and haven't begun planning their menu yet for tonight? Something that's quick, that's easy, maybe not too expensive, but that fits into that seafood genre.
Well, I always think that, you know, when you have, if you're cooking for a larger group, usually don't buy one fillet, buy it like a side of fish and roast the whole thing.
Okay.
And then you can just spoon it right off the skin. And also mussels are great.
Mussels are great.
You know, and mussels you can cook ahead of time and just warm them up in the oven. You don't have to do everything at the same time. Open them up, clean them up a little bit, put the sauce on it, and then bake them. You know, calamari, another thing. Cook it ahead of time, keep it in a casserole, heat it up. Scallops are great. Scallops, you can cut scallops thin and just bake them on the plate you serve them just to warm. So, you know.
Well, so Dave, see if you can throw those headphones on. We'll take a couple of quick calls if we can. 87, and you can move those headphones too, and to your, to the proper headphone jack. 877-970-2999. Yeah, you can move those headphones over. Michael may be able to. Oh, there you go. You got it. 877-970-2999. This is a world-class opportunity to ask a question of a real, genuine celebrity chef about what you're planning for the Christmas Eve menu or the Christmas Day menu. Let's say hello to Kathleen in Westchester. Hello there, Kathleen. You're on with David Burke and Frank Moreno. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Frankie, and I guess to David as well. Thank you very much. I feel like Frankie Five's father before. I called before he told the story, but as a chef, I'd like to thank David for all he has done for the culinary world and for mentioning, it's the first time I ever heard somebody mention the American Culinary Federation on the air. It was the first time I heard David on the radio, and I would just like to thank him for letting people know there is such a group. I'm a member of the Westchester Association, and I love the energy and everything that you show for the food, and I appreciate most that you're going around to tell your staff how much you appreciate their effort in your restaurants. I think that's really great. And I hope you'll be up here in Westchester sometime. There's a BLT that I do some work with, and I hope to see you there soon.
Hey, Kathleen, thank you very much. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Kathleen.
You never know. You know, I started up in Westchester at a place called La Cremaire up in Banksville. It's from north of Greenwich. And that was in 1982.
Wow. Well, what made you want to be a chef from when you started out?
Well, I got tired of doing dishes. I was a dishwasher. I'm like, I think you eat better as a chef.
Yeah, I have no doubt that that's the case. And if people haven't been to a David Burke restaurant, you absolutely must go. All of the David Burke restaurants, while they're very different in menu and style, they all have somehow his signature on it. And you never really forget it. And if you're ever looking to celebrate a special occasion, I am quite partial to the David Burke Tavern. But all the ones that I've been to are great, and I look forward to going to the ones that I haven't been to yet. Now, any advice in terms of wine pairings, David, for folks? I mean, whether it's seafood today, let's say it's ham tomorrow, people are going to be serving drinks.
I always think for ham, you drink a Pinot Noir or a lighter red. But, you know, people, if you have stuff in your cellar, open it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't save it. Start drinking.
Yeah. In terms of how we do things differently in the Northeast, aside from people going out on Christmas, you know, are there any other kind of unique traditions that we see in this area that when you go cook around the world or around the country that they don't necessarily do?
That's a really good question, actually, because around the world, in some parts of Europe, it's a really bigger, it's a festive thing. You know, Germany and Austria, and I think some of those villages where they really decorated up. I don't think Christmas pastry is a big deal in other parts of the U.S. like it is probably in the Northeast and or in Europe.
What's your favorite Christmas pastry?
Well, Bûche Noël nobody makes because it's the big pyramid with the cream puffs.
Oh, sure.
But the Bûche Noël is the cake, the log cake. But then it's the croquembouche, which is something else. So I like it. Listen, we make our own eggnog creme brulees, and we make gingerbread pudding, things like that. But the traditional There's a pancake called Kaiserschmarrn that is made in Germany with lingonberries. And it's really a pancake with lots of sugar. And it's a, that's a winter-style dish.
Well, now, what are some baked goods that people can give a try to? Let's say they're not a professional baker, but they want to do something kind of special tomorrow. Let's say they're going to have some extra time in the morning. What's something that is not too ambitious but is quite delicious in terms of baked goods?
Well, creme brulee is not too ambitious.
It's a custard, creme brulee.
You know, but you can then you can crumble up some ginger snaps or candy canes, put it right in, bake it into the custard. Creme brulee is sugar, cream, and eggs, and that's it, and a little vanilla or any seasoning you want.
Yeah, not too complex.
And you can go online and get your basic creme brulee.
Do you publish your recipes online? Yeah. I know you got a couple of cookbooks. Yeah. Where do people go for that?
Go online. Google David Burke creme brulee. David Burke. Chocolate creme brulee. You know, that's how I get my recipes sometimes now. I just Google my own stuff, it'll come up.
You know, let me ask you a question when you talk to a bartender, whether it's a bartender that's been bartending for a year or 30 years, when you ask them about their favorite type of vodka, the patent response that I always get from them is, it's all the same once you mix it. And the reason that you get that is because it's mostly true, right? You mix anything with orange juice or cranberry juice, you're not going to be able to tell the difference. In terms of food, right, what ingredients around Christmas especially are worth splurging for? And what ingredients can you kind of take the inexpensive generic equivalent of?
Well, the main ingredient, for example, if you're doing a roast beef, you should buy a good roast beef, like good beef if you can, or if it's a prime rib, or like I say, a ham. You can, if you're making a mac and cheese, you don't need to buy the most expensive pasta,
mm-hmm.
you know, or the most, you know, if you're going to put bacon in it, or you don't need, you know, it's a good question because certain things you can skimp on, I guess. In a restaurant, we buy the best, but at home,
help people out at home.
I think that you just...
So the pasta for the mac and cheese, we can skimp on.
Yeah, I mean, and you can use some milk. You don't need to have heavy cream and the most expensive cheeses. But again, it's all up to your taste. You can buy frozen shrimp. Of course, most shrimp is frozen anyway. It's slacked out at the market. But when it comes to seafood, you got to buy the best because you don't want to take a chance.
Seafood and meat, it sounds like.
That's the key ingredient. You know, the beauty of, you know, whatever you're really serving, the garnishes, whether it's canned tomatoes or sauces and things like that, you can always. Dessert, most people don't eat dessert anyway. But you should buy a decent cake.
Yeah, have them at our house. In our house, we're having dessert, both tonight and tomorrow. Yeah.
I love desserts. I mean, I studied pastry in Paris. I don't eat sugar in the morning. I don't eat donuts and pastry. I save my sugar for a restaurant dessert.
They say that's the healthiest thing for you, right? 877-970-2999 if people have questions. In terms of the ideal cheese selection, when we're talking an antipasto, people are first coming over. Maybe it's tonight. Right. Maybe it's tomorrow. Describe for me your ideal cheese selection. The people are picking on. We're not mixing it with macaroni. Just the cheese.
Like, well, you need a sharp cheese, like, mm-hmm. Provolone or a good cheddar. It's a cheddar that we always think is a burger cheese, but there's some really a Gouda or a cheddar that's aged 5 years or more. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
A provolone is always good, and then I like soft cheeses. You know, Brie, Camembert. There's a blue cheese. There's one called Forme d'Ambert.
Oh my!
There's Roquefort with the real Roquefort's are real good. They're not the most popular, but when they're real good, they're real good. And then, like I said, the spicy cheese, something with a little kick or some ash on the outside.
Yeah, I think it was a wasabi cheddar that I had one time that I always think about. Can you stick around a few minutes?
Yes.
All right. David Burke is here. He's answering your food questions. 877-970-2999. We have a few other surprises in store for you over the course of the next 90 minutes. This is the Joe Piscopo Show. I'm Frank Morano.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
It's 42 degrees under clear skies in New York. What's going on? We have the answer. New York City is cracking down on dangerous driving during this holiday week. DOT Commissioner Polly Trottenberg says the last week of the year is typically the deadliest for pedestrians, with it getting darker earlier. She also adds there will be heavy focus on traffic safety during these final days of December. Just last week, 4 people in different parts of the city were killed in less than a 24-hour period in traffic-related incidents. A broken CBD business has its hemp back, and the NYPD is dropping criminal charges. But that is not the end of it. James Flippin explains.
CBD is a cannabis-based product that's said to help with pain, sleeplessness, and anxiety. It's not intended to get you high, and unlike marijuana, its THC percentage is low, under a percent. So Green Angel CBD protested when their $20,000 hemp shipment was confiscated earlier this month. The business owner's brother was arrested when he went to pick it up. Eventually, lab testing showed this was in fact hemp and not weed, so criminal charges were dropped. And Green Angel is suing FedEx and the NYPD, saying they're not anti-cop, but someone needs to be held accountable. James Flippin, NBC News Radio, New York.
The 13-year-old boy charged in the killing of a Barnard College freshman in Manhattan was due in family court today. Earlier this month, Tessa Majors was killed in a robbery gone bad inside of Morningside Park. Police are still looking for a 14-year-old boy wanted a connection with the killing. They released clear images of him on Friday. Checking your tri-state area weather. For today, clear skies, highs around 49 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, lows 33 degrees. For Wednesday, partly sunny skies, highs 45 degrees. Checking your traffic, big trouble in Queens. It's the right lane blocked on the LIE Outer Roadway Service Road westbound approaching Green Avenue, and traffic is backed up to Woodhaven Boulevard. Now you know how not to go. I'm Kristen Northland, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Exergen. The brutal cold and flu season is upon us, and the number one flu symptom is fever. So use a thermometer that's proven accurate by more than 80 clinical studies, the Exergen thermometer. See our educational video at exergen.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. If you're feeling run down and you don't have the energy that you used to, it's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. It's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. Balance of Nature is just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Once you start taking Balance of Nature, you will feel great. People report that their skin looks better, that they have a lot more energy. It's time to improve your quality of your life. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Tis the season that focuses on family, faith, and love. This holiday season, Balance of Nature is offering 25% off, a free travel set, and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This will only be available till the end of the year, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8 751 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Discount code The Answer.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions are posted at textrules.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated marketing text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Tom from K11, and I have one question for you. What size socks are you wearing right now? If you're like everyone else I've asked, you simply don't know. How could you? That's because until now, socks were made in one size fits all or just a couple of sizes to fit every size foot. But not at Kane 11. We make our socks in 11 individual sizes from 7 to 17. That's right, 7 to 17. Great looks and colors to fit everyone's lifestyle. From cotton to wool or anything in between, Kane 11's got the perfect sock for you. Better yarns, better quality, just a better sock. If you don't love them just like we do, send them back for a full refund. That's the Kane 11 promise. Once you wear a pair of Kane 11's, I guarantee you'll never go back to wearing socks in multi-size ranges again.
Save 20% off your first order when you text SOCKS to 246810. That's text SOCKS to 246810. Text SOCKS to 246810.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce, and no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Answer.com. Good luck.
Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give you something back. He loves you, you know, because you helped build MyPillow into the great company that it is today. You get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, okay? You get those great discounts on mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more from MyPillow. For example, Mike is offering a first-time buy one, get one free offer today on Giza sheets. Those Giza sheets are great. I got them. Plus, free shipping. Buy one, get one free on Giza sheets, plus free shipping. Are you kidding me? We know MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, but MyPillow has just announced that they are extending their 60-day money-back guarantee. Orders placed between now and Christmas Day will have their 60-day money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, 2020. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets, plus free shipping. Enter the promo code AM970. You can call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798, or MyPillow.com. Please use the promo code AM970.
Did you miss what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show live stream? Catch up on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/AM970 The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Oh, the Darnells singing Santa Teach Me to Dance. A man that doesn't need any lessons in the dancing department is David Burke, celebrity chef. You could go to any of his restaurants and you will be wowed by the quality of food there. We're wowed in the studio. We brought in a spiral ham and some mac and cheese. If you have cooking questions for tonight, for tomorrow, or in general, questions about the restaurant business, now's your opportunity. 877-970-2999. David is in New Rochelle. David, you're on with David Burke. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, David.
Bon Natale. Listen, how do I cook calamari in a red sauce? How I understand you can only cook it for 2 minutes, or it gets tough.
Well, if you the calamari's cut, I guess it's cut into rings, right?
Right.
Well, I think that you can you saute it in some olive oil and maybe some onion and garlic, and then add the red sauce, and you can simmer that together for... You know, you can go more than 2 minutes. You can simmer that for 3, 4, 5 minutes, but you don't have to cook it much longer than that.
Okay.
Just keep it on. David, keep it on low heat. Just let it simmer. You don't want to boil it. It'll get tough when you, if it's too hot, if it's cooking too hard.
Okay, keep it low.
Yeah, low and slow.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Merry Christmas.
Have a great holiday. God bless you.
Thank you, David. By the way, we're also urging people to... as you prepare for these lavish feasts and as you do your Christmas shopping, and maybe you're on the way to the mall right now, maybe you're on the way to work, we're asking people to do what Dorothy McGrath has done and make a donation to the Salvation Army at team970.org. That's team970.org. Thank you, Dorothy McGrath. And if you don't want me to mention your name, you just give anonymously. David Burke is here taking a couple of questions. 877-970-2999. Andrew is in Stanhope. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, hello, guys. I know it's Christmas season because I just ate cookies for breakfast. And my wife, it's amazing because my wife's Thai and my mom's Italian, so I have a great combo. And my wife, when she makes pasta, she stir fries like chopped meat and vegetables or pork within the sauce and keeps it separate, then combines it. It's just amazing. But it was funny because she told me last night was the first time in her life that she actually baked, like, cookies, you know, desserts. So I guess, like, sweets are not big or desserts in Thailand. But I wanted to ask you the question, do you have a favorite Thai food?
Oh,
and my
good,
question
that's
about...
That's a good question. Yeah, Andrew, I'm going to have that be your question because we have to break here. Favorite Thai food, do you have one?
I think it was Thai stick. No, no, I'm teasing. That was a joke. Anyway... I don't know a lot about Thai food, but mee grab is something that's popular in the U.S. I've had Thai food in Chicago at one of a sensational restaurant. It was called Arun many years ago, but I don't know the dishes. Some of it can be spicy for me, so I. But that was a few years back. But there's a few good Thai restaurants in New Jersey. One of them's in Chester.
All right. We actually, I know it's a place very near and dear to your heart. We got to take a break. David Burke is here. We'll try and squeeze in a couple of quick questions when we return. 877-970-2999.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
It's 42 degrees under clear skies in New York. What's going on? We have the answer. Still seeing some delays in Brooklyn. This is going to be the eastbound side of the Gowanus Expressway between the Prospect Expressway and Hamilton Avenue. And the LIE in Queens is slow westbound between Junction Boulevard and the 80th Street ramp. This is just volume, folks. Nothing to be worried about. In Queens, the Van Wyck Expressway northbound is heavy and slow between Linden Boulevard and Hillside Avenue. Checking our Hudson River crossings, GW Bridge is not too bad, actually. Leaving New Jersey into New York, Lincoln inbound and Holland Tunnel are both in good shape, both into and out of New York. Tappan Zee Bridge looks great at this time. If you're traveling in Watchung, 78 westbound is going to slow down right near Deepdale Drive. That's exit 41. We have a disabled truck. It's partially blocking the lane. And traffic's a little bit heavy back to New Providence Road. Parkway and Turnpike are both in pretty decent shape. Our Westchester roads are looking good. 287, the Sawmill and the Sprain. I'm Kristen North on AM 970, The Answer.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With me, our very special guest is Manhattan Borough President Gail Brewer. What is your stance on next gen?
Well, the first problem is, yes, the NYCHA needs funding. We know that. But when you bring to city-owned land and bring private market to city-owned land, you're losing an amazing resource. So I am not a real fan of next gen in its current form. I know that we're also dealing with LaGuardia and Holmes, and now we're hearing more about Fulton tearing down buildings. This is not the way I would approach it. I would like to have money for NYCHA. We all would. So the question there is, have we had a conversation? Obviously, we need money for the subways, and we need money for NYCHA. That's what we're doing, so I don't approve of that.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
I kept on trying, learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
No matter how many times it takes.
We did it, so can you.
For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
I want to tell you about Capalbos. I know Capalbos for many, many years. I've sent so many Capalbos gift baskets, you know. I've been over there. They have a beautiful, beautiful store right there, 350 Allwood Road in Clifton. And I went in, and I don't know, I like to visit when people are kind enough to join us and be part of the family on the program. I go over, I say hi, and I went over there, and everybody was there. It was great. And then I send the Capalbos baskets out. They are fantastic. You can actually make a personalized, the ribbon that is wraps up the beautiful fruit basket and the towers that Capalbos is famous for, you could get a ribbon, and you could personalize it. I remember I sent one, Frankie, to Anthony Pope's office. I said,
he must have loved it.
Yeah, but Anthony Pope, oh, yeah, because it's good for the whole, you know, for a law firm or a doctor's office or something like that. Capalbosonline.com. It's Capalbos online.com. You can call them too. 800-252-6262. 800-252-6262. Check this out, because I do this. You can get these great gift baskets. Use the code Joe970. I use the code Joe970 when I order a Capalbos. You use Joe970 at checkout. Boom. 10% off your order. How about that? This Christmas, send the best, please. Send Capalbos.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Neil Diamond singing the Hanukkah song. We're in studio with David Burke. Actually, a lot of people wondering what the weather is going to be like. Joe Lundberg, are you much of a cook? Are you a chef? We have celebrity chef David Burke in studio.
I do some cooking. I can make a meal, a pretty mean veal or chicken parmesan.
All right, fair enough. Okay, it's a good start. Yeah. It's a good start.
And I do some holiday baking. My specialty is fruitcake. I know that sounds odd, but my mom had a great fruitcake recipe, and I make it and actually sell it to a lot of people that I work with because they just love it so much.
Oh well, you may have to hire Joe Lundberg, David, to do weather / baking.
Fruitcake should make a comeback. I mean, you don't see that in restaurants, but if it's good, it's good.
David. Joe, what are we in store
it's
for weather-wise?
It's got to be moist.
Yeah.
How's the weather, Joe?
It's going to be fine. Not moist, dry, sunshine today, a nice breeze, temperatures upper 40s. Then tonight, clear for Christmas Eve. You're going out and about tonight. The weather's going to be fine. We'll drop into the 30s by morning down, close to freezing in the city, mid to upper 20s in many suburbs. It looks like Christmas Day and Thursday, clouds, some sun, mid-40s both days. A little cloudier back into the week, just a slight chance of a shower on Friday.
Thank you, Joe. We'll check in with you next hour. Susan in Manhattan, you got 10 seconds to ask a question to David Burke. All yours. Susan. All right, Susan going one. Now, Nancy in Hawthorne, you have 10 seconds for David Burke. Go ahead.
Okay. Hi, David. Hi. I have a pork crown roast that I ordered from a catering facility near here. Uh-huh. Getting ready to cook. They have the bottom, not the things, you know, the bones that stick up, but the bottom wrapped in aluminum.
Okay.
Five
so the big
seconds.
Question is, do we leave the aluminum on or take it off?
Yes or no, David?
No, take it off.
Take it off. Final word. Merry Christmas.